Andy Sanborn, owner of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill, who's also been following this issue very closely and has been very informative for us here on Bulldog Live. And Andy, good afternoon.
Bulldog, how are you? Hey, everyone out there.
All right. Well, it's this issue keeps growing. It really does. The outrage not only continues to grow. Foster's Daily Democrat came out with an editorial today calling for a repeal of this tax. Nashua Telegraph has done so. The Union Leader has done so. I'm sure I can probably find one or two other newspapers out there that have done so.
Yeah, I think we're seeing across a broad spectrum across all different types of media today. I mean, everyone recognizes this is bad policy and this is a bad tax.
Exactly, on a number of reasons, which we've been hounding here. But I guess we can talk about reasonable compensation, what's coming up tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But also how we even got to where we are today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know, I think at some point you're absolutely right, Brian. We need to talk about how did we get here. So let's do a little brief look back in New Hampshire history, shall we?
You know what? To understand history so you don't repeat the same mistakes, right?
That's what we should be talking about.
Okay.
So as many people know, and I know you embrace our Constitution, the New Hampshire Constitution is a very conservative document. In fact, it's more conservative than even the U.S. federal Constitution is. So there have been some cases in the past that have really affected where we are today. And it started in 1965 when the New Hampshire Supreme Court made a decision that all taxes must be fair and reasonable to everybody.
Sounds all right.
Sounds reasonable. In 1970, although, there was another court case that essentially said C-corps and S-corps, the owners have the ability to pay themselves wages before net profit, and partnerships and sole proprietorships do not. So that essentially started the birth of what we call reasonable compensation, that they created law at that point that essentially allowed people who owned small businesses to claim reasonable compensation. So this whole thing started as a way for us to protect ourselves as small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously today, you know, that law has really morphed that we've lost the protection to pay ourselves what we consider reasonable to the state of New Hampshire now trying to tell us how much we can make from what they deem is reasonable.
Exactly. Right. Again, yet to be defined what is reasonable.
Yet to be defined what is reasonable. So, you know, we've really had a shift in that because when that law was passed in 1970, we did not have a single issue until 1989. No one complained about it. No one raised their hand in opposition to it. We really had no issues that way.
Okay.
So in 1989, there was this young, very successful business owner over on the seacoast who raised their hand and said, wait a second, I'm a very, very successful business owner, and I'm making a lot of money, and I'm paying a lot of taxes. But, you know, I look over at those attorneys and the architects and the doctors, you know, and they're not paying taxes, and I don't think that it's fair. So at that point, Governor Steve Merrill, or what was to be Governor Steve Merrill, ran and he made a pledge that says, you know, maybe this isn't fair, and we believe in fairness. So if I become governor, I'm going to create some level of fairness to this.
Mm-hmm.
Became governor in 92. So in 93, they came out with what was called the business enterprise tax.
Exactly.
Which is what all of us as small business owners have and continue to pay. And the business enterprise tax is really a combination of all of our wages and all of the interest expense that we have to pay. They bundle this all up, and we pay 0.75% on it. And that has made taxation fair for everybody. So from 1993 to 2004, we've all paid reasonable, rational taxes on the amount of money that we earn.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2004, that name we talked about, that successful business owner, is now our governor. His name's Craig Benson. You know, they started to say, look, you know, maybe some of these business owners aren't paying their fair share still, that there seems to be some challenges with them. So the Department of Revenue Administration began to audit companies to make sure what people were paying, they were actually paying. And, you know, that was what the Department of Revenue Administration has always been charged with, is making sure people pay what they're supposed to, you know, fair and equitable.
Yeah. Well, those audits, the increase in the number of audits was referred to in David Heath's column today.
Absolutely. And we'll get back in the reasonable comp section here. And, you know, we talk about the fact there's somewhere between 40 and 45,000 small business owners in New Hampshire. And although the people who are supporting this new level of taxation are saying, you know, no one worry, it's not going to affect you. It's just we're just going after the big successful guys. The reality is it's an unverified number. But I'm hearing numbers that are saying 20,000 small businesses in New Hampshire have been or are being audited. I mean,
that's roughly half of the number of LLCs that are estimated to be out there.
Roughly half the number of LLCs that they're already auditing. So now we have the Department of Revenue Administration that has converted from being a department that has gone after and ensured people paid fairly to being the department that's creating taxation for the state of New Hampshire.
Exactly.
I mean, a complete shift. So that's backing us into where this LLC tax came from and this interest and dividends, this new tax, and is a new tax on small business owners' personal income. Make no mistake, new tax, personal income tax. But, you know, what really triggers this is the reasonable compensation or the state of New Hampshire now making a determination of how much money you as a business owner are allowed to make.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So as you've talked about on the show today and as everyone out there, there is actually the only public hearing on this issue is tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the LOB, which is the big building behind the Capitol. I ask everyone to go there because this really is the crux of the issue. What our legislature is doing today is they've made a decision. Susan Almy, who's the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, and Kevin Cloutery have come together and have written a new bill by which they want to repeal the old reasonable compensation and institute this new bill. And quite frankly, it is wrought with real challenges for small business owners. You know, we say to ourselves sometimes, I just want clarity on this issue. You and I have talked about this. It's so confusing. Why can't they just make it clear?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality is sometimes clear is not good, you know, because now I can clearly see how damaging this is going to be to our state's economy and our inability to create jobs and pull us out of the recession challenges we're in. You know, this new reasonable compensation bill that we have, and I actually just gave you a copy of it, because they amended it late last night. Kind of sounds like the healthcare thing to me. you know, there's a number of things in there that is truly new and bad for businesses.
Oh, boy.
The first issue that we have is the state of New Hampshire. Well, the first issue, as everyone knows, that should the state of New Hampshire tell small business owners, because obviously this does not affect large business, should the state of New Hampshire tell small business owners how much money they can make? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first issue that everyone needs to understand and be angry about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we dig a little deeper into the issue, the state of New Hampshire is now coming out and saying that they are no longer going to allow companies to lose money. Does that mean they're going to guarantee me that I'm going to make money? That's a great question, isn't it?
Yes, so, it is.
But it becomes a little more complex than that. I mean, what they're essentially saying is they're no longer going to allow operational loss carry forwards. And what that really is,
which is what corporations get right now.
Yeah, and on the federal basis as well.
Right.
I mean, it's about incentivizing creativity. It's about rewarding people to do well. So if any of you out there, you know, have a great idea and you want to make this new product, obviously you start by going to the National Bank of Mom and Dad. You pull all your money together. And for the $10,000 or $10 million it takes you to create this new product and bring it to market, once you bring it to market and it is successful – you traditionally have been allowed to offset all the years you lost money against the initial profits you make.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the state of New Hampshire is now saying you can't do that. That they don't want to create and they don't want to allow people to be incentivized for creating things. That's number one. And I believe that's a real big issue.
Sure it is.
The second issue that we talked about, and that you talk about a lot, is this quote unquote safe harbor on $50,000 in company compensation. Now, it's not individual compensation because if there's four partners in a small business, that means you each, you know, have a safe harbor of $12,500. Now, in their defense, they have increased it from $6,000 to $50,000. But it isn't really a safe harbor. All they're really saying is if the company makes under $50,000 in compensation, that we won't require you to keep all this extra paperwork and all this regulatory process that we've been talking about. You know, and that process is going to run from $500 to $5,000 a year in additional accounting to be able to justify to the state of New Hampshire that what you're paying yourself actually is reasonable.
Which is something that CPAs have said at all of the hearings. They've all been unified in the message. The paperwork nightmare is going to come out of this. The increased expense in doing so to comply with the tax law is going to cost them more than any tax would.
Exactly. There's no question that the cost to protect yourself against the state of New Hampshire claiming you're overpaying yourself could in many cases will exceed the amount of money you're going to have to pay in tax.
1-866-823-1077. We'll take a look at more of this, but you know, as Andy pointed out, and I just want to play this clip from State Senator Jeb Bradley. We have seen the commissioner of DRA from the previous one to the current one go from just administering tax law to advocating for a specific tax law. And here is what Senator Jeb Bradley had to say Saturday in Conway.
This so-called LLC tax was also on your smorgasbord of tax options that were presented at the last minute to the legislature trying to fill a budget hole, including among those other smorgasbord, as I recall, an entertainment tax, a tax on refinancing mortgages, etc. This happened to be the one that made the grade at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.